Good morning. What's happening, Marion? This is Pastor Craig, and I'm here this morning to tell you what's happening, Marion, as I do every Friday morning. Well, except the last one, or the 2 weeks ago, or 1 week ago. I missed one. It's good to be here. It's good to have you here. And boy, we had fun last night at the fruitcake toss. But we are going to get right into what's happening, Marion. Things are slowing down a little bit as we get really close to Christmas. There's not as much stuff happening, but there is still stuff happening. Things that you can do for the holidays. So let's get started. Tonight, that's Friday night, December 15th. Can you believe that? There's only 16 days left in this year. Hard to believe. Tonight, Secret Santa Shop. And that's being put on by Marka. And it's from 5 until 8 tonight at their store, which is Remarkable, 122 South Main Street. We're welcoming kids of all ages to come shopping with the help of some remarkable elves. Our elves will help help them shop, and there are many budget-friendly items, and they will make sure that each gift goes home fully wrapped, so your children can do a little shopping at the Secret Santa Shop at Marka Industries, which is Remarkable, 122 South Main. So that's tonight. Oh, let's see. I got that. Nope, I know that doesn't apply. All right. Also tonight, Church Basement Ladies, Away in the Basement, that is at Marion's Palace Theater. Tonight at Marion Palace Theater at 7:30. It is 1959 and the day of Sunday school Christmas program. As the children rehearse in the sanctuary, the ladies of the kitchen are finishing up their goodie bags and putting them the final touches on them. Putting final touches on the nativity pieces. Little do they know what surprises are in store for them as they are called up to save the day. This musical comedy was written in 1997. It takes a fun look at what life was like growing up Lutheran in the Midwest in the early 60s. So you can see a performance of the musical comedy Church Basement Ladies, Away in the Basement, and that is tonight, and that is tonight only at the Marion Palace Theater. Again, it's at 7:30, and tickets are available at the door, and the price is, there's a range from $12 to $29, depending on where you sit and how old you are and whether or not you're a member of the Palace Theater. So that's tonight. Tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday. Tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday, Christmas by Candlelight at the Marion County Fairgrounds. And it's from 6 to 9 p.m. Cost is $10 to $35. You can drive through the road lined with luminaries to see thousands of Christmas lights and displays throughout the Marion County Fairgrounds. New displays have been added from last year, so even if you saw the Christmas by Candlelight last year or 2 years ago or whenever, they've got some new displays. And various churches are performing live nativity scenes. So that's tonight, tomorrow night, and Sunday at the Marion County Fairgrounds. December 16th, which is Saturday. That's tomorrow. pictures with Santa at Founders Park from 12 to 1. And bring the whole family and get your picture taken with Santa at Founders Park. Now, newsflash, I have an announcement. We all know where Founders Park is. It is no longer called Founders Park. It is officially named Schertzer Park. They recently put a new sign up in the park at Founders Park. The big sign, and it says Schertzer Park. Schertzer Park was first developed in 1995 under Mayor Jack Kellogg, who served 16 years as mayor of the city of Marion. The park was originally named Founders Park and was half the size of the current park. The park was redeveloped in 2023 under the leadership of Mayor Scott Schertzer, who also served the city of Marion for 16 years as mayor. Mayor Schertzer began his career with the city January 6, 1999, until his retirement on December 31st of 2023. Mayor Schertzer is the second longest serving mayor in the history of the city. In 2023, the Marion City Park Board voted unanimously to rename the park Schertzer Park. So there you have it, folks. I got a picture of the sign that was recently installed out there. And by the way, I'll do a special shout out to Sarah, because she actually called in here, I believe it was last week, to the show. Actually, it wasn't this show, it was Scott's show, and said that she saw a sign calling it Schertzer Park. And I commented that, well, I knew that that pavilion out there was named Schertzer Pavilion, but I didn't know anything about a sign. Well, it's there, and it's real, and it's been renamed, and they've kept it a big secret. I don't remember there being any kind of announcement or anything that they had renamed it, but they renamed it. So anyway, tomorrow you can get your pictures with Santa at Schertzer Park, formerly known as Founders Park, between 12 and 1. All right, tomorrow and Saturday at the Marion Palace Theater is showing... I'm confusing myself. Saturday and Sunday at the Marion Palace Theater, the Grinch movie is being shown. Cost is $5. It is Saturday night at 7:30 only. And then Sunday there'll be a 2 o'clock matinee and a 7:30 showing. See the Grinch and his dog Max in this 2018 remake of the classic story, The Grinch Who Stole Christmas. So it is the movie from 2018. And that's tomorrow night and Sunday at the Marion Palace Theater. Sunday, December 17th, Sunday, The Miracle on Prospect Street at the Prospect Street United Methodist Church in Marion is putting on a show at 3 o'clock Sunday. It is free, open to the public, and it is being presented by the Marion Music Club. So again, that's Miracle on Prospect Street, 3 in the afternoon on Sunday, and at the Prospect Street United Methodist Church. Monday is Lap Sit Baby Time at the Marion Public Library, 10 o'clock in the morning. Babies 0 to 24 months. They'll be singing, there will be rhyming, there will be books and finger play. Also Monday at the Marion Public Library is Steam in the Snow. Fun with physics and engineering. This will be at from 5:30 till 6:30. And it is a program for children. This is another wonderful example of how crafting and play can be used to teach concepts like physics and engineering. Kids will use a variety of materials to build miniature sleds and learn about how friction and force affect the way their sleds move down a snow ramp. And I have always felt that when you can combine, activities, when you can combine toys, you can combine things that are fun with the learning principles, whether they be mathematics or history or physics and engineering, that's the best way to learn, the best way to teach. So here they can learn a little bit about physics and engineering by just building little mini sleds. And so that's Monday night, 5:30, for an hour at the Marion Public Library. Tuesday morning, story time at the Harding Presidential Museum, 10 a.m., and that is with Miss Kathy. And that is every Tuesday. That is going to be every Tuesday from now through May. So you might want to make a note. All right, also Tuesday, excuse me, and this, by the way, is the third Tuesday of every month. So, and they're doing it through April. So this is third Tuesday every month. Marion Public Library, 6 o'clock, nonfiction book discussion. Come and share your insights and views on a variety of books. And the discussions are not, political discussions or any other kind of discussions. The emphasis is on the pleasure of reading. So you can join them Tuesday night at 6 o'clock. Wednesday at the Marion Public Library, there's a free course for adults. It's called Craft Fest. Craft Fest at 6 o'clock. Join us for an evening of fun creativity. Participants can make 3 different winter-themed decorations for their home. We'll be making a centerpiece with water beads, colorful winter orbs, and cork earrings. The space is limited, and so registration is required. You can either register at the library, or you can call, and I'll give you the number here in a minute, or you can call. But again, it's free. So this is a craft fest Wednesday night. Make centerpieces, make crafts for your home. Doesn't cost you anything. But registration required. The number is 740-387-0992. Again, that's 740-387-0992. All right. Thursday, story time, Marion Public Library. 2 sessions, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock. They are for preschoolers and younger. They'll be do songs, rhyming activities, stories. And you know, my notes don't say. I mean, the website for the library doesn't say. My notes don't say, and nobody says. But I have to believe they probably, in the month of December, there's probably a little bit of Christmas thrown in there to kind of change up what you're doing. I don't know, but I'm guessing they'll make it holiday friendly. Thursday, still at the Marion Public Library, Teen Scene, 3:15 to 5. Need something to do after school? Join us for homework help, crafts, and more. Each session will have a themed activity or craft, and then there also will be discussion time. Thursday, December 21st, Winter in the Woods at Tall Grass Trail at the trailhead. It is at 4:30, and of course, everything they do there is free. Come join us on a winter stroll with us, And I got looking at that, and by gosh, that's the first day of winter. So they're welcoming in winter with a winter stroll. Because I originally kind of thought to myself, yeah, a winter stroll, it's on fall, but nope, first day of winter. All right, Thursday, they're having the third Thursday downtown from 6 to 9 p.m. The businesses are staying open in the evening. They got special events and things going on. I guess they've moved everything inside now that the colder days are here and the weather's not as nice. But they tell me that third Thursday downtown Marion is still going on. So that those activities you can still take a part of. So that wraps up what's happening, Marion. That's what's happening, Marion. That's all I could find. So things are slowing down a little bit, partly because of the holidays. As it gets close to Christmas, everybody's already had their craft shows and everything. So that's what's going on. So last night, yes, was the fourth annual fruitcake toss, and we had a good time. We had a really good time, and I got to tell you, the special chestnuts, aka Buckeyes, there were enough for anybody to help themselves, to take part in that. And a special shout out to Matt's mom, who makes those Buckeyes, and I'm telling you, they really are good. See, I'm not really big on that combination of chocolate and peanut butter. As a matter of fact, I won't buy a Reese cup, because that combination of peanut butter and chocolate it's just okay. Now, I love chocolate, and I love peanut butter. I went through a phase where, you know, when I was working, where I packed a lunch and probably 3 days a week, it would be peanut butter sandwiches. And by the way, that's no jelly. You don't mix jelly with peanut butter. I'm sorry. You just don't. But, you know, I'd have peanut butter sandwiches, and I love chocolate. I've been known to eat half a bag of M&Ms, and I'm talking the big bag of M&Ms, in one sitting. I used to have M&Ms with me all the time. So I love peanut butter and I love chocolate. But the combination of the two just really wasn't that good. But I got to tell you, these Buckeyes that Matt's mom makes are delicious. They are the best Buckeyes I've ever had. And I've had, you know, I had a wife that made Buckeyes on a regular basis. And I've had other friends that have made Buckeyes. But anyway, so they were there last night. There was plenty of them. And yes, we did have hot chocolate. And there was plenty hot chocolate available. So it was really nice. Now, I did, at the end of the night, I kind of had my eye on one of the two fruitcakes that was bubble wrapped. Now, the fruitcake that was bubble wrapped and we were throwing was a more recent one. There was also a bubble wrapped fruitcake from a couple of years ago, but it was starting to fall apart. So that's not the one we were throwing. But I had my eye on it, and I wanted to make sure that it didn't get thrown away. Because there's nothing worse than food that gets thrown away, perfectly good food that gets thrown away. And on top of that, there's nothing worse than a fruitcake of all things being thrown away, because I love fruitcake. And so I kind of had my eye on that. So at the end of the night, I made sure that it didn't get thrown away, and it went home with me. And I got to tell you, Even though the package was broken open on one end, and even though the fruitcake was 2 or 3 years old, I cut the little part of the end off where, you know, it was broken open. Who knows what had gotten in there. But I just cut a little bit of that off. And then I cut a piece of it. And I got to tell you, it doesn't matter whether it's 2 years or 3 years, it still tasted fresh. It still tasted good. That thing was loaded with fruit. It had a high percentage of the red cherries and the green cherries, and it was good. It was really good. And I'm here today in the studio, perfectly healthy, no upset stomach, no bowel problems, no kind of problems at all, and I feel fine. So I know that that fruitcake was well preserved. Now I know that's a big knock on them is, you know, well, they got it so full of preservatives. That's okay. You can just eat it anytime that way. So anyway, fruitcake went home with me and had some of it. But we had a good time last night. The crowd was in good spirits for those of you who weren't there. I mean, everybody seemed happy in the crowd and everybody had a good time. And it must have been a special mom's night out because, as Scott mentioned, there were several of the moms there. And I had an opportunity to meet many of you for the first time. And that's always fun. I met Sarah for the first time. I got to meet Carrington's mother for the first time. And I met Abby. That was actually the first time I'd ever met Abby. I know she's been here for Scott's show and some other things. But this was actually the first time I had ever met Abby in person. And her mom was there. And Scott's mom was there. Now, I'd met Scott's mom before. A very nice lady. I won't say anything about that. But I won't say anything like, how could a woman that nice have a kid like Scott? And I wouldn't say that. But, no, there was a lot of I met the sheriff for the first time last night. I had been around him, been in some of the same places together with him, but I think it was actually the first time I met him. But met Judge Edwards. And so, yeah, there was a lot of people there last night, a lot of people there. And I think there are some, I'm just going to say this and then we'll let it lie. Okay. I think they were talking about, Matt and Scott were talking about some of the various controversies that we had at the fruitcake toss last night. Now nothing was earth shattering. There was no controversy that's going to make the front page of the Marion Star. There was no controversy that's going to lead to criminal indictments. There was no, controversies that's going to lead to an expose that a reporter will win, awards for. But there were some controversies last night. The one about Carrington, did she use an improper throw? There was a person who thought they had actually been a person that tied for the winning throw and all that. There are some other controversies yet to be disclosed, and I won't mention them because we don't have the official records here. And Linda did a good job. She did an excellent job last night recording everything that was written down, who was throwing and how far they threw and all that. But I think there's a potential brewing controversy in that regards. And so when the official records are delivered here to the station, we'll look through them, 'cause there's something bubbling under the surface, and that's all I'm going to say. The other thing I noted about last night, this isn't a controversy, but I think it puts to rest the argument that there should be a separate category for females. And there's two reasons for that. The first reason is Carrington demonstrated that she doesn't need, and other women don't need, a separate category because she beat all the guys here at the station. All of us here at the station. She threw further than all of us. So, you know, I guess maybe we could have a separate male and female category, and that way we don't have to worry about Carrington beating us. But other than that, there'd be no reason. Also, too, I think there's no need to have a separate category of men versus women because it really, the dynamics this year changed from previous years. That with that fruitcake rolling on the pavement, you can have a good throw in the air, but if it doesn't roll much, someone who has a mediocre throw in the air but gets a good roll, they're going to beat you. There were a couple fruitcake tosses last night where a person added 15, 20 feet on their toss just with the roll. So I think that adds a new dimension. I'm going to have to change my strategy for next year. Next year, it's not going to be getting the perfect arm motion to get the best possible throw. It's going to be throwing the fruitcake so that it gets the best possible roll once it lands. So that's going to be my secret for next year. That's what I'm going to work on. So we saw some, you know, I was actually very impressed with Sheriff Bales. Because, you know, he's a tall individual. He's broad shouldered. You know, he's got a big frame. He's not fat by any means. He's just a big guy. And, you know, he had a good throw. But I was impressed with his throw. And actually he had two good throws because his first throw tied for the winning throw. And then for the throw off, his second throw went 4 or 5 feet further to win the thing. So it was an interesting night, very interesting night. And, if you couldn't make it, I'm sorry that you couldn't make it, and hopefully you can come next year. But we had a good time. We definitely had a good time. So, that's the What's Happening, Marion, and the events. If you have an event, if you're part of an organization that has an event, you can call me and give me the details. And the number is 419-210-0267. Again, that's 419-210-0267. And call and leave me a message. I won't be answering the phone, but you'll get my voicemail. And leave a message and just leave me all the details of your event. What your event is, where you're having it, does it cost anything, what are the hours, and we'll get you mentioned on here for that. So you can call me. All right. Well, we got about 15 minutes left. I'm going to open up the phone lines. You can give me a call, talk about whatever's on your mind. You can talk about last night's fruitcake toss. You can talk about what are you planning for Christmas? Are you planning on going anywhere? Have you taken advantage of any of the events that I announce? Does anybody go to the candlelight Christmas candlelight at the fairgrounds? If you've been to that at the fairgrounds, give me a call and tell me about it because I'd like to hear about it. My experience has been they do one over in Delaware County at Alum Creek, and I've driven that, and I don't remember. I think it's the Festival of Lights or something like that, and I know it's a big deal. And so that's the only experience I've had has been at the one over at Alum Creek. But if you've been to the one here in Marion, I would be interested in hearing about it. Because the one thing that they have, Christmas by Candlelight, the one thing that they have here in, at the fairgrounds is they have live nativity scenes that the churches are doing, whereas the one over in Delaware, you don't get any of that. So if you've been to the Marian Candlelight Christmas, give me a call, and I'd like to talk to you about it. Also, too, have you done any of the other events that have been going on in Marion here in these last couple weeks? I'd be interested in hearing about that, if anybody has taken part in any of those Christmas activities. Boy, they sure got the rain last Saturday night for Caledonia. Matt and Carrington and Scott and all those people, they kind of crummy weather, but you know, that happens. They had really good weather for Marion, so you can give me a call. 740-383-9944. I almost forgot to give the number for the station here, and then I almost gave you my number, which that wouldn't have done any good. So you can give me a call at 740-383-9944. I'd be interested in hearing about the lights at the fairgrounds or anything else that you have taken part in recently for Christmas. Hey, did anybody get any of those Thanksgiving meals that the various churches and organizations were doing for Thanksgiving? I'd be interested in hearing how those were. We had a meal at our church. We had a Thanksgiving meal, and I gotta tell you, the food was really good. They had tons and tons of food. So if you took part in that, and by the way, you know, I just noticed something. I did not come across any churches that are doing a Christmas meal. I just thought of that. I did not see any. So if you know of one, give me a call. I'd be interested in hearing it. You know, traditionally, the churches have given Thanksgiving meals, but a lot of churches also have had a Christmas meal. But I don't remember seeing any in my searching around. So if you know of one, give me a call. We'll talk about it. 740-383-9944. And is the phone working? Give me a call. Let me know. 740-383-9944. Give me a call and we'll just talk about whatever's on your mind. You know, we've got a spare few minutes here. I've covered all the events, and I'm just gonna be rambling here if you don't call. But has anybody been down to Lawrence Orchard? Now, normally I don't plug businesses. I don't, you know, not in the habit of plugging businesses. But has anybody been down to Lawrence Orchard? They have a nice shop down there. And, you know, it's the apple orchard, but they also have jams and jellies. And my goodness, they have, I don't know what the number is. I don't know the official number, if they've got like 50 different kinds of jams and jellies, or they've got 150 kinds of jams and jellies. But seriously, they have a bigger selection than I've seen anywhere else. And, you know, those little jars, I don't know how much, I think they're a little 8-ounce jar or something. They're not a big jar, they're a small jar. But they make perfect Christmas gifts, especially for, you know, like non-family members. You know, you want to give something to the mailman, or you want to give something to your kids' teachers at school, or you want to, do people do that anymore? I mean, I remember when I was in school, every year, my mom, she bought, you know, little gifts for our teachers. Now, this was in the 60s and 70s. And, you know, and my mom always bought a little gift for the mailman, and they bought gifts for our teachers at school. Does anybody do that anymore? I don't know. I wonder if people do that anymore. But anyway, so down at Lawrence Orchard, they have like all these different kinds of jams and jellies. And you can get like a raspberry peach jam. And then you can get a raspberry rhubarb jam. And then you can get an apples, cherries, and apricots. And just like all kinds of crazy combinations. And they have a little fun down there. They've got different names for their jams and jellies. You know, they got a traffic jam. And they've got a toe jam. And, you know, funny little names like that. But they tell you on the label what the stuff is. But I really was impressed with the variety that they have. So that's Lawrence Orchard on Smeltzer Road, a non-sponsor. They aren't paying me anything to mention that. But I just thought I'd mention it because I was impressed with their variety. And hey, if it can help you with some gift ideas, no problem. Again, you can call me at 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And if you call me, I'll move you to the front of the line and put you on the air right away. We can talk about whatever's on your mind. What was the best Christmas gift you ever got? What was the worst Christmas gift you ever got? Would you rather have had no gift as opposed to the worst Christmas gift you ever got? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Is anybody going out of town for the holidays? You know, I don't think Christmas is really that big of a travel time. I know traditionally college students come home for Christmas and, you know, parents take their kids to grandma and grandpa's house for Christmas. But I don't think it's a really big travel day. I know there are some people that, hey, we're spending Christmas in Italy or we're spending Christmas in Cozumel or we're spending, you know, Christmas wherever. But I don't think it's really that big of a travel holiday other than families getting together. Give me a call. Let me know what your plans are for Christmas. And you can have some airtime. 740-383-9944. We have two Christmas trees here in the studio. No, I take that back. Well, we officially have two Christmas-type Christmas trees, and then we've got a third tree here. No, there's a... Wait a second. Man, I... Okay, so we have... Holy smokes. As I'm looking around the studio here, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 Christmas trees. We have, all right, I'm going to start on my left and go around the room and describe these for you. So, on my left, sitting across from me, sitting up on a table is about a 3-foot Christmas tree. It's an artificial. Obviously, these are all artificial. That is decked out with red bells and green and red balls and fake snow and a couple of candy canes and a Santa hat is the topper for the Christmas tree. Then moving around to the right is a traditional Christmas tree. It's 6 foot tall, and it's got the lights, and it's got the garland, and it's got a couple ornaments hanging on it, half a dozen or so ornaments, and then it's got the official Bob Welch WGH star at the top made of cookie dough. Then going into the far right, we have a 2-foot Christmas tree, and it's the twisted, viney, you know, I don't know what kind of tree that is, but where its branches are like vines and they twist around and they're real gnarly. And yeah, that, so that's there. It's about 2 feet tall. It's got white lights. It has a couple of ornaments on it with a Santa hat tree topper. Then coming around by the door is, it's actually, the best way to describe it, it is like a witch's hat. You know, the traditional witch's hat? It's like a witch's hat, but it's a Christmas tree. The brim part of the hat is red, and it is the tree skirt. And then the top part of the hat is the Christmas tree, and it's green. So it's red and green. The tree skirt's red, the tree's green. And it's got a string of little beads that winds all the way around. It's got a couple balls hanging from it, and it has a little package in front, and it has a star on top. Then moving further to the right and almost behind me is about a 4 foot tall tree. It's a wire tree, and it's got silver garland with little silver, they're supposed to represent balls, wound around it. So you don't even really see the wire. You just see the silver garland going all the way around it. And then it's topped with a gold ribbon on top with 4 ribbons streaming down from it. And then the last and final tree, number 6, is about 2 feet tall. It's got a little brown basket, and it's a little miniature artificial tree, a green tree, a little Christmas tree sitting in the basket. And then it's got gold garland around it, and pine cones and beads, and it's got a couple candy apples, and it doesn't really have anything on top, but near the top there is a pine cone. So that is, you know, it's really looking festive in the studio. There are 6 trees. There are 3 wreaths. Yeah, it's really looking nice in here. So that's what the studio looks like. That's what I have to stare at as I'm talking to you. So it looks really nice. And we got a dancing Santa, and then we've got a bowl full of Christmas ornaments that haven't been put on the tree. I don't know why they weren't put on the tree. I guess nobody got around to it. So that's the way the studio looks. We've got a paper Santa on the wall, and we've got candy canes and holly. There's just all kinds of stuff in here. They did a really good job. I got to tell you, they did a good job decorating the studio. So my hat's off to Scott and whoever helped him. And there are actually some presents under the tree. I'll have to check them out when it's break time on the break and see whose names are on those. Although there's 4. So there's 4 people at the studio are getting presents. So we'll check out, see whose name's on it, and I will let you know. So anyway, that just about wraps it up for me. I'm Pastor Craig. This was What's Happening Marion. Next hour, coming up after the short break, is The Exchange Club with Scott Spears, Matt Morgan, and myself. And then we'll take a little break. And then at 1 o'clock, I'll be back with Study His Word. So don't go away. Just during the break here, take a couple minutes, get yourself a sandwich, get something cold or hot to drink, and be back with us at about 15:45 for the Exchange Club. Thanks again for tuning in. I'm Pastor Craig, and I'll be back very shortly. And by the way, that phone number again, because next hour we'll take calls again, 740-383-9944. Talk to you real soon.
The place for the holiday season. For legendary actress and star of the hit TV series Hee Haw, Lulu Roman, reading 'Twas the Night Before Christmas.